Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Our God Reigns, and then part four, Pastor Duck's message.
Our God reigns, our God reigns. He had no sin before, he had no majesty that we should be drawn.
God. Woo! Here we are, the Sunday after Easter, and He still reigns. This happened over 2,000 years ago. He still reigns, and He's going to continue to reign. The question is He reigning in your life? Is He in control of every part of your being today? Have you crowned Him Lord of your life? Well, preacher, I'm saved. Come on. I mean, I gave Jesus my heart some years ago. That's wonderful, isn't it? But you know what? There's more to the story than just getting saved. God wants to be Lord of your life. And He can do that when you just turn over your life to Him. Today, our God's alive. Now, the world today does not acknowledge that. As a matter of fact, they've done everything to try to discredit God, His Word. They've tried to discredit what the church stands for, what we believe. But you know, it doesn't make any difference what the world says. Because we stand on the amazing fact that our God reigns today. Amen. As a matter of fact, He is so good. He is such an awesome God. He is so glorious in all that He does. You know what would really just make Him so pleased with us today? If you would just go on and give Him some praise right now. Amen. Come on. You can do better than that. Come on. Give the Lord some praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. Don't stop. Come on. Come on. Come on. Lift up your voice and praise. Lift up your hands and shout the victory today. For our God reigns today. Amen. Woo! And I'm so glad He's done all of that. Would y'all stop? Y'all stop? Come on now. You got more in you than that. Come on. You got more Jesus in you than just to give Him a little half stab, half clap. You can give Him a total surrender and a total release and say, woo! What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. We're going to go back and sing the chorus again. 1, 2, 3, maybe 25 times. I don't know. Whatever it takes to get you out of the hole that you're in and get you to where He wants you to be. To magnify His name and to worship Him. To acknowledge His greatness and how magnificent He is today. Amen. I said amen. Praise the Lord. Our God reigns. Praise Him right now. Come on.
Our God reigns.
Yes, He does. Amen. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, if I can praise Him with this shot voice of mine, I mean, man, I hope I got enough to go through the rest of the day. But you know what? I don't worry about that. Because I serve a mighty God who can do all things today. You're not here by an accident. You're here by a divine appointment from Almighty God. God wants to put some blessings on you today. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying. God wants to put a blessing on you today. I said God wants to put a blessing on you today. He wants you just to open your heart, open your life, and say, Lord, woo, I'm ready. Send it on down. Amen. Let Him bless you today. Let's go back and sing it one more time. Just one more time. Now lift up your voice this morning and praise Him. I want to hear you. Go ahead. Four.
God
been a shelter to me. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can believe God is real today. Even when the storms of life were raging last night, the winds were blowing. I tell you what, I went back to that old fairy tale, that thing we used to read. You know, about the little three pigs and the big bad wolf. I'll huff and puff and blow your house. I thought the wolf was outside the house last night. I mean, the winds were blowing. The trees were wailing. I thought, my God in heaven. Whew. We had to drive down to Concord last night. And there was a wrestling match keeping the car on the road. Winds were blowing. Oh, thank God, in the storms and the winds of life and the travails that we go through, I'm glad that we have an anchor today that is a sure anchor that always holds and that will never fail you, and that's the Lord in your life today. You can believe God is real when the burdens become unbearable. For He says, cast all your care upon Me, for I care for you.
You can believe God is real when sickness knocks on your door and Jehovah Rapha, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, says, I healeth all your diseases. Amen. How many of you need a healing this morning? Raise your hand. How many of you need a healing this morning? Come on. How many of you need a healing this morning? You've got to believe. Amen. You can believe for one day he got a hold of our hearts. Thank God and transformed us and changed us. And today he took us who were a sinner and he made us a child of the King. Amen. Every day his mercy is anew. Joshua said, great is his faithfulness to us. Every day he proves himself as being faithful and true. Of love that he pours out in our life. And I come to a close this morning. Even when you're not faithful, he remains faithful. Amen. Even when we do wrong, he remains a merciful and gracious God. The holy God who took your old life, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And guess what he gave you? For your old, tattered, torn, and shambled life, he gave you a new life and a new opportunity. This holy God who took out death, he gave us eternal life. This holy God who arose from the dead, he defeated death. He defeated hell and the grave. He defeated the devil and he proclaimed, O death, where's thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you now believe? Do you now believe? Because we believe, the lost have become found. You're looking at a prime example. Amen. Because we believe, thank God, you know, we have been forgiven and made children of the Most High God. Because we believe, the doubts today have been replaced with a confidence that we have in him. Because we believe, the bitterness of life has been broken today, and we have been restored, renewed, and revived by his power. Because we believe, the chains have been loosed, and we've been set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any set free people in here today, shout glory to God. Amen. Because of Jesus, those with infirmities have been healed and restored. I've been in hospital rooms and just this past week and been with people and seemingly hope was vanished away and doctors come in and say, well, you know, we've done everything we can do and, you know, you need to do this and do that. All they're doing is telling you to prepare to die. I just don't receive that. I believe in his presence as hope and there's life. And in my spirit, as I heard the doctor say that, I said, God, you're bigger than this. You're bigger than this, and I just don't receive it. It's opposition to the Spirit of God in me. I just can't absorb it. I can't say, oh, yes, I understand. Yeah, I just cannot receive that. I receive a God who raised the dead. I receive a God on the third day. He came out of the grave victorious. I receive the promise of God that if we'll put our confidence in him, we can have life and have it abundant. Amen. Abundantly. I receive the promises of God that we can rebuke every force of evil. But see today, here's the key. If you're going to receive what God's got for you today, and you're going to get on the ground today where you can resist the devil, you've got to submit yourself to God. Amen. For the power of God to work, you've got to submit and you've got to believe. There's no ifs and ands. See, but is a conjunction that ties something together. Maybe you learned that in school. If not, maybe we're taking you to school this morning and you've learned something. But is a conjunction that connects. Well, let me tell you what. The only thing I'm connected to is the promise of God's word. You've got troubles, but I've got Jesus. You've got trials, but I've got Jesus. You've got problems, but I've got Jesus. You've got dilemmas, but I've got Jesus. You got struggles, but I've got Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't need these things today when I've got the Lord. So I receive the report of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.